Hello, and welcome to Big Belly Breathing is the City Counselor by yours truly, Vanessa Hutchinson-Zeckley. Intro and outro music by Jeff Shadowin. Remember that this column is in the spirit of a Dear Abby, with a focus on solutions in the form of micro SF neighborhood deep dives and curated holistic health-centered itineraries. Today, episode 7 of Explore SF is the Balboa Village. Best neighborhood in the city? Let's get started. Dear City Councilor, my book pitch was accepted and I'm relocating to San Francisco as part of my self-imposed artist-in-residency experience. With the deadline 18 months away, I need advice on where to live during this creative sojourn. Looking for that blissful geographical balance to support solo journeying while simultaneously also manifesting connections. The smell of sea salt makes me swoon. Dressing in a gazillion layers calms my nervous system like a weighted blanket, and easy access to a steamy dumpling or anything effervescent is what I'm after. Since the 7x7 is peppered with diamonds, I'm at a loss. Help me find the perfect spot to nurture my soul. No pressure. Sincerely, Searching All Maps. Dear Sam, have I ever been asked an easier question? Thank you. Your dreams for inspiration and community exist perfectly in the Balboa Village, one of my favorite places in the entire world. And lo and behold, this Saturday, June 3rd, is Art Walk in the village from 12 to 5 p.m. Three stages with bands, tons of booths, and activities for all ages. This blissful part of the city will hold you with open arms while you embark on your writer's adventure. The people, the energy, the food options, the vibe, they all come together to shape this hood into a real jewel. All of Balboa is splendid, from the early avenues to the beach, but hunt for a studio on the short stretch between two lift bike stations, somewhere smushed in the middle of 34th and 38th Ave, for that extra special punch. In this mystical neighborhood, where you feel pretty far from the high-rises and city electricity, the fog is thick, the sound of seagulls is loud, small lights are strung between buildings, and the smell of the ocean is omnipresent. Welcome to Beachland. Remember that the Edwardian homes or mixed-use buildings in this part of town are all resting on sand dunes, and anything left outside will eventually rust. Rust is perhaps the only drawback to this extraordinary hood, as the benefits far outweigh the downsides. Unless you're a sun lizard, then we'd have to reconsider. But with your weighted blanket plea, I'm leaning into coziness and community recs instead of sunshine and festivities. To be clear, the village will meet all of your needs and then more. For your artistic cup refills, you've got the magic trifecta of Golden Gate Park, Ocean Beach, Sutro Heights, and Land's End at your fingertips. Walks hitting one or a combo of these must be part of your daily vitamin routine. Branches, sand, scenic views, and animals. Hello, buffalo. Hello, egrets. Hello, horses. All counterbalance the concrete city living. Living in this magical kingdom of eucalyptus, dunes, and sea salt spray feeds that part of you that needs intentional attention given your task. Creativity is cultivated. Prioritizing nature is essential, as are periods of exercise and rest in order to optimize your creative juices. The combination of physical exertion and mental repose is necessary harmony while working to meet a project deadline. Not only does the Balboa Village provide you with an abundance of nature to explore, to get your heart rate up, your blood flowing, and your limbs moving, but these spots are also all fantastic for mellow moments in which to nap or meditate. Just find some flowers or windswept trees, grab your favorite wool blanket to lie on, and call it a day. While you're at it, if you're looking for something to match your mood apart from the sound of the gulls, then listen to Hermanos Gutierrez. Their deep, sexy, chill sound with strong bass and layered instrumentals will have you staying in the dunes longer than planned. Oh, that's right. We're talking about body-healing, inspirational moments through music. You're welcome. In addition to nature bathing and soul tunes, for an exceptional rest and reset experience, then book yourself a 90-minute massage at Healing Shiatsu. Once you go 90, you can never go under. They offer a variety of services like cupping, hot stones, and essential oils, so treat yourself to this full-body transcendental escapade as part of your creative process. Though it's not a bougie spa vibe, the gals here are amazing and you will leave feeling transformed, literally. Shifting from nature explorations and healing, it's now time to lean into connections and community, and nothing says that more than food and beverages. There are so many neighborhood treasures on these blocks that I'm not mentioning, but in the spirit of less is more, let's focus on just a few. For starters, grab a dozen soup dumplings at Dumpling Dynasty, formerly New Dumpling King. Whether you're in the mood for juicy soup flavor bursting into it from a chewy Shanghai dumpling, or more of a delicious spicy taco like in a pork bao bao, this spot will satisfy your Chinese food cravings. The go-tos are also their braised string beans and their beef chow fun. Somehow, living in Fogland makes you constantly crave dumplings and noodles, and DD delivers. Next up in the search for soul-satisfying experiences is Simple Pleasures, the charming neighborhood cafe and pub. People congregate here alone or with friends to work and to mingle. There are board games, a piano, sofas, and books at your disposal, as well as a great parklet. Enjoy their impressive collection of bubbly Italian sodas, a draft beer, or hard booch, and there's always a red and white wine selection, in addition to all of the coffee possibilities. The owner, Ahmed Riyad, hangs out and chats away with customers. Plus, the baristas are cool, and they organize events like trivia night, acoustic shows, and open mic night. This could be where you crank out some pages, or your second living room, where you unwind after a long day. From here, jet across the street to the art gallery and boutique, Eye and Hand Society, by Eric Lindsay, to boost your synapses and connect with some other cool neighborhood cats. Come for the art, stay for the vibes. Note to self, this weekend is Open Studios on Saturday, June 3rd. You can tell that something special is happening here. This spot offers workspaces for several artists. They host neighborhood events with beat sets and sell curated vintage goods and their own merch with awesome designs. Love how you can just feel that something festive is cooking. So pop on over for inspiration and fun. Heart exploding with these communal vibes, it's time to head to the Mecca of good times, and by this I mean the laundromat. Thank goddess for the two couples who started this exceptional hubbub. Adam and Jamie, also managing a few of SF's renowned independent movie theaters, the Four Star Balboa and the Vogue, teamed up with Jenna and Kevin from Santa Cruz's massively popular bagels to provide the village with one of SF's greatest food havens. I'm holding myself back from writing a full-fledged thesis on my love for this joint, but know that that's where my heart is. They've curated an incredible staff, and together they have crafted such a fun and inviting food zone with rip and dip bagels overtaking the mornings and full on dinner sitch at night. They've scored so big because they've managed to simultaneously nail the food and the atmosphere, which is what separates this from so many other establishments. The people running the front and back of the house make it feel incredibly vibrant and festive. Love how this venue keeps the locals coming back again and again, as well as the foodies from across town. The wait is so worth it. Frames and art populate the walls, vinyls turn on the record player, old movies play on a couple of screens, and their classic menu delivers exquisite Sicilian pizza. Currently obsessed with the mushroom white sauce one, with added pepperoni and a side of tomato sauce, in addition to the truffle honey and homemade ranch dipping sauces and salads, can't stop, won't stop with their Caesar. Not only are they killing it with their pizzas, but every Wednesday they do Smash Burger Night to boot. They offer a great wine list, including so many naturals, oranges, and pet nats, and a fabulous wine club. In a nutshell, heaven exists, and it's called the laundromat. To round out your village explorations or inspirations, check out the Balboa Theater. Not only is this a gorgeous architectural achievement built by the same brothers who made the Cliff House and the Fairmount, but it's also a great place to see second-run flicks and sometimes live music. Adam, one of the laundromat owners, is managing the Balboa, and it seems like whatever he gets his hands into sparkles. The June calendar is full and includes live shows the weekend of the 23rd and 24th. Enjoy your popcorn. Hoping to see you at the Village this Saturday. Foggiest regards for your brilliant book adventure. Take big care, big belly breathing, as the city councilor.